Thomas and his range. What do you see from Eric Weddle? He's a guy similar.
It's similar. Yeah, it's very similar. You know, he's all over the field. Pre-snap, he's showing you different looks. He's running all over. It's pretty impressive. You know, he plays the game the right way, and he's all over. So he's a guy you got to keep your eye out for. Again, kind of the same thing I echoed after the game. You know, I thought as a team, I thought we played okay, but we lost. You know, at the end of the day, we lost, and that's all that we really were focused on.
Are you getting comfortable, though, would you say, with each game, I mean, especially in the pocket, growing in that?
For sure, yeah. I feel like I've gotten comfortable. You know, whether the performance and the execution is there or not, I feel like just as the season's gone, every week I'm feeling more and more comfortable, both physically and mentally.
Started, I don't think you probably yourself envision passing as much as you have. Now, certain things dictate that. But have you been surprised at all about just how much you've been asked to throw the ball in your rookie season, especially the last 4 to 7 games?
I guess the biggest thing is just the games have dictated that. You know, it's one of those things. You go into a game with a game plan. You know, we want to be balanced every game, but sometimes you get down. Sometimes it's what they're giving you. So I guess it's hard to say that I expected to throw this much, but it's kind of just the way games have gone. So by no means am I complaining about it or anything.
Is that a positive or a negative for your
development? You know, I feel like I've developed for sure, but it's hard to say one way or the other on that.
A lot of guys need to take big steps forward when the game starts to slow down. Has the game started to slow down for you yet?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, it goes with me being comfortable mentally and physically that I mentioned earlier. Every game, you know, I feel like it's slowing down mentally. It's coming. And so, again, whether the execution and the performance is there or not, I've felt that I've gotten better mentally and more comfortable every week.
You're down to your fifth right tackle. How does that affect
For one, you can't let it affect you, and two, you know, we've had great guys step up. You know, obviously, last week we had guys shuffle all around, but I thought they did a great job. You know, I thought they did a great job. They all kind of stepped up and owned their role. But it's tough. You know, it's tough when you don't get those opportunities during the week to be together and work with the right tackle, working with the right guard, and those sorts of things. But, again, I thought they did a great job.
Before the final play, was there any communication in that huddle? Did Tobin let you know that he was hurt?
No, it was just kind of an unfortunate thing. And when you're in the heat of the moment like that with whatever it was, 20 seconds left or something, you just kind of roll with it. And that it's unfortunate for him, but it's just the way it happened.
Do you follow, like, Joe Flacco and all, just being, you know, the fact you guys are both FCS quarterbacks starting right away as rookies and everything like that, similar styles, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I followed him, you know, for a while ever since he – came out and everything, much like I followed a lot of other quarterbacks. A lot of respect for him and what he did, especially early in his career, and what he's continued to do.
How tough is that for you as a quarterback to sort of block that out and just focus on what you have to do without having to worry about any kind of pressure?
Yeah, I mean, it's a part of it, but again, you got to block it out because there's so many other pieces, so many other things happening on each given play, and they make it easy as well. You know, I trust those guys. They do a great job. So when you can trust those guys and you know that they're going to get their job done and they're going to give it their all for you to protect you and everything, there's really no stress involved.
Is there more responsibility?
I don't think so, not really.
What have you missed most about, in the same vein, what have you missed most those 9 games without Lane Johnson this season? Is there something he did that maybe he did better than...
It's hard to say. Obviously, Lane's a great player. You know, I think everyone knows that. Ever since he's come to the league, he's been a great player. And, you know, we missed him right away, but I thought guys have stepped up. You know, I thought guys have done a great job, but when he comes back, we'll be excited to get him back as well.
Feel good, and I'm very fortunate
for that, for sure.
A lot of to Darren. Looked like you audibled out of whatever you guys were going to run. What did you see? That kind of prompted all that.
Yeah, it was a quick shift. It was a design shift to kind of get them kind of off balance. They were obviously misaligned. Their cornerback tried to make a play because they were misaligned, and we capitalized on it.
What about the pre-snap penalties? Why has that been such an issue?
It's probably a combination of things. You know, obviously, first and foremost, lack of communication, lack of focus. lack of discipline. You know, there's things in the heat of the battle, some things just go that way, and it's unfortunate. Things we got to just continue to keep cleaning up.
With regard to false starts, does it sometimes take linemen a while to get used to the rhythm of a new, the cadence rhythm of a new quarterback?
I guess that'd probably be a question for them. I don't think it's a big thing, but again, that's probably a question for those guys.
Jason Peters has said that, you know, he would like to come back and get another opportunity to protect your blind side. I'm wondering what your relationship like has been with him and him as a veteran.
Yeah, he's been great. You know, he's been a great leader for this team, especially this offense. Having a guy like that in the huddle right next to me gives me a lot of confidence because I know he's going to get his job done, and I know he's going to get the other guys going as well. So both on and off the field, I have just an awesome relationship with that guy, and he's been great for us.
The folks have remarked about the relationship you have with Draper and how it's helped you guys. How do you see that?
Yeah, that's been huge, you know, especially a couple weeks ago when Jordan went down, and just the versatility that Trey brings, you know, in the passing game, in the blocking game. Obviously, he's out there on every special teams. The guy's just a good football player, and both on and off the field. You know, we got a great relationship, great chemistry. So that's big for this team.
Along the same line, you and Zach like started off slowly this year, but the chemistry's kind of been building. How much more chemistry is there to build, and how special can that relationship be?
Yeah, you know, you're always trying to build that. You know, you're always trying to build that, and that's something the last 3 weeks here, we're going to really try and hammer on. But you're trying to build that camaraderie, that chemistry with every guy, you know, and the situation that we were in early in the year with me kind of just missing some of those reps in preseason, everything, I thought chemistry was still good, and then Ertz went down for a few weeks. So that was just a guy that, whether it was the play calling, just dictating things or just what they were giving us, the relationship that him and I had, you know, it was never not there, but it's obviously developed and progressed to the point where it's at today, which is a really good, really good one.
What have you learned over this tough stretch here that you can apply going forward into next year and the rest of your NFL career?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is you realize every snap is crucial, you know, because every one of these losses, you can go back and pinpoint 1, 2, 3 plays that just like, man, that little detail, you know, that little thing, if I would have just locked it in that much more, if we had just done, just tweaked this one little detail that we could have done, the outcome would be different, you know, and I think you realize how hard it is to win in this league and to be consistent with that. So you really just got to learn to focus in on every play and, you know, forget about the previous play and just take them all one play at a time. And I think that's a big thing for us all to learn.
All right, thanks, Garth.
Thanks, everybody.